All right, everybody, welcome to episode 9 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We want to give a special shout out today to all the moms. Happy Mother's Day.
We all love you.
Yes. Love you, Mom.
No, you're not listening, but love you, Mom.
Absolutely. My mom has no idea what this place is.
Does your mom even know you're here?
Probably not.
If you're hearing this interesting guy in the background, that is Mr. Braden Taylor, our guest. Braden, let's give it up for Braden, everybody.
Woo!
It's been a long time coming.
Man, I wanted to get on this since y'all started. Yeah. I wanted to be the first person to be on this. And Jackson said I would. And I never was.
Well, here's
better late than never, though.
Yeah.
Man, that's facts.
Here's the interesting thing. If you are a close listener of our podcast, I mean, you like watch all the way through, you know we mentioned Braden many times.
Yes,
saying
yes.
How he will
how this
never,
day would never come.
He will never get on the podcast. But I made a deal with him at the beginning of baseball season. I said, look, Braden, if you hit a home run at all in the BP, in a game, no matter what, I'll let you on the pod.
And he did.
Did not.
Basically, every week we kind of lowered the requirements of the deal.
It went from a triple, then it was like a double. Yeah. It was stayed to a double for like a long time.
It was like a double in one game. Like we would be like, this game, if you hit a double, you can be on.
And so then it would change sporadically.
Then it just got down to if you just get a
hit. If you get a hit.
So yeah, senior night came, and I was like, look, Braden, I'm in a good mood, all right? I'm feeling special, so if you get one base hit today, I'm going to let you on the pod.
Yeah.
And Braden actually did not get a hit.
Actually, no, I did. I got
funny.
Screwed by the call.
He did. He laid down.
He got one
safe.
At bat. Yeah.
He laid down an amazing bunt. And
that's all I ever do.
He did. He did bunt quite a bit.
It's a good bunt.
It was a great bunt.
I bunted last night, too. Or was it last night?
Yeah. It was
not
last
your
night.
Best bunt.
Hey, I did my job.
You did.
I moved quiet over.
You did.
But he had the bunt. He was safe by probably a good two steps. And I guess the umpire was just not having it with him. So he called
him
out.
Did he have something against you?
I don't know.
Well, to be fair, he was out.
I mean, I was safe.
It was close. It was
close. No, I have it on video. If you would like to see it.
I would actually love to see it.
But long story short, we were going to let it up to you guys to see if it was a base hit or not. Because if y'all voted yes that it was a base hit,
we were going to let him
on the pod.
Yeah.
But if y'all said no, we were going to be like, well, you're out of luck, Braden. Sorry.
We'll post it when
we'll post
the video.
We can see what y'all think it would be. But actually, the next game, Braden ended up coming up for one last at-bat. And I said, Braden, this deal is still on the table. You still only have to get one base hit.
I just roped the ball,
and it was
right
magical.
It was like
a movie scene. The pitch is coming in slow motion. Braden's eyes light up. He rears back, goes to swing as hard as he can. It's slow motion. It's whoosh, 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 whoosh. He makes contact. He crushes this ball. I mean, he at least hit it 3 feet in the air, and it rolls up the middle, and it might hit second base. You don't know if it's going to bounce off second. Shortstop feels it, throws him out. You know if it's a miracle play or not. And it just squeaks past second base.
Now
a solid
like
single.
Kind of like dissing me right now because
it was a good single.
Nowhere near any of the players.
No.
It literally went through the pitcher's legs. I watched.
No. I'm saying it almost hit second base.
Oh, okay.
I was really scared it was going to hit second base. Ricochet just straight to him.
That would have been hilarious.
I was
so happy.
Like,
you're like running to first because I knew I was on. The
it was
line.
Like when it was like when Rocky ran up like the Washington Monument or whatever.
Yes, yes,
yes.
I remember because when I was in the. When I was up to bat, I hear Denton in the dugout saying, Braden, you will be on the podcast. And I started smiling like in my mid at bat.
He celebrated so much when he got to first base.
I mean,
it was beautiful.
Hands were in the air. We were all going crazy because we knew that at that moment he was on the pod officially.
Yeah, he was on. Yep.
It was just a matter of time before we recorded the episode. So
here we are.
And today's the day. So today's your lucky
dreams
day, Braden.
Dreams do come true, folks. Dreams.
But I did have to like wait like a week.
Yeah, it got pushed back.
Yes, we do apologize for the kind of inconsistent episode upload. We are in the middle of...
Yeah, Braden's a busy man.
Yes.
It's hard for schedules to line up.
I mean, he is he is sponsored by Gymshark.
Yeah,
so, I mean, he is a big gym guy. If you ever go to Sports Village, he's
use
not
code
there.
Braden.
If you ever go to Sports Village and he is not there, then...
I'm at baseball
he's already
practice.
Been there.
Yes.
Yeah, right, you must have missed him.
These episodes are hard, too, to come out with, so... We really appreciate y'all who,
you know, stay listening through
our true OG fans.
Yeah, yeah, we do it for y'all.
True OG fan. Yeah, we know that's why.
None of the guests we have on are true OG fans. I've learned that.
Yeah, they never listen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I made Jackson a promise. I said, if you let me on the podcast, I will listen. And he said, no. So I told him, I said, all right, until you let me on the podcast, I will not listen to an episode. So now I got to listen to the Alabama commit guy.
Scott Meyer. Shout out, Scott.
He's actually an NFL commit now.
Is he really?
He already played for Alabama. I don't know. He didn't get drafted.
He went undrafted. So we're still waiting for somebody to pick our boy up because...
Shout out Scott Meyer. Shout out.
That would be pretty
all you NFL teams listening, we know y'all are listening right now. Scott Meyer, best long snapper ever.
Y'all need to get like Taylor Lewan on here. Like to support y'all.
Well, I think we're too big time for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd want to come on. I mean...
Yeah, he can't handle 615 guys.
Too many.
We know we're the number one podcast in Tennessee.
Yeah, and he's not. Theirs is like number 8 or something.
Yeah, theirs is kind of
not even close.
Busting with the Boys is kind of like farther down there.
Yeah. We don't want to swoop down that low and have on a scrub like him on our great podcast.
So, Brayden, you've had a pretty big week. You know, you were able to get on the pod.
Yeah.
And then you also just recently had your senior prom.
Yeah, I did just have my senior prom. It was amazing.
Was it everything you dreamed of?
Yes.
Really? And yeah, more? Really. And
it
more?
It was actually, I mean, I thought it would be inside. It was more outside.
So a little backstory about the whole prom situation. Normally it's at a venue, like the Mill or something like that. But this year, due to like COVID and stuff, they had to have it on their own like property. Each school had to have it at their school. And so originally it was supposed to be on the soccer field?
Yeah, it was supposed to be on the soccer field.
They're supposed to set up like some big like venue or like wedding tents and stuff like that and have it on a soccer field. Well, week of prom gets here and
it like poured
Yes, it poured every day and the field was just a complete mess. So they ended up having to move it to a little concrete area in between like the concession stand, the football field.
It's such a small area.
The day before prom, the wind blew the tent down.
We had it was so 70 mile an hour.
Yeah, I remember. And we watched it.
Yeah, I had a game that day, and it literally it felt like a tornado was coming through.
Yeah, so it was terrifying.
They came out of nowhere.
And we had
to
tarp the field too.
Yeah,
we thought the tarp was gonna fly away.
My dog actually, this is a little 4 pound self.
Mean your large hamster?
Yes,
he's not 4 pounds.
He is now. He's actually 4 pounds.
Are you serious?
He's 2 pounds. He was doubled in weight. So
okay,
but it was like blowing him over. Like, he couldn't stand up because the wind just kept knocking him over because it was so strong. But,
so, how was prom, Brayden?
I mean, it was really good. But yeah, prom was fun. I mean, only, like, some people were dancing. That's what made it fun. Like, pretty much everyone you know, like, on the baseball team. Like,
did you do
Kyle Scott was dancing, I know. Ryan Wood, all of them.
And did then you do any flips or tricks?
No, I didn't. I wish someone did do a backflip. That would have been really cool.
Can you not do the worm?
No, I can't. I wanted Carson to do the worm.
What's your like go-to dance move there? Like,
honestly, it was just jumping.
Just jump.
Yeah, because like mine's like the mine's like the sprinkler.
Yeah, you know, that's my Connor also does the splits occasionally.
I mean, he did win the dance competition at baseball.
We have to find that video.
Yes,
Connor's Coach Williams has it somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere deep in the archives is Connor's dance.
But yeah,
video.
Definitely like our group at prom was.
Was the group.
Yeah.
Because, like, we started dancing, and then everyone else joined.
So you're just a trend starter, Brayden. Like, you just...
Yeah, like Gymshark.
Yeah.
You're starting trends.
Dude, everyone on the baseball team started to get Gymshark shorts.
I know. It's because of you. They used your code.
Yeah, obviously.
Use code Brayden, 10% off.
Was there one person who just started it all? Like, all the dancing and all that stuff?
Yes, actually, it was my date.
Oh.
Like, she was in there, like, on the dance floor by herself.
Oh, wow.
Where were you?
I was getting, like, I was just drinking, talking to McPeak. Like, we were just talking, and I look out, and she's over there dancing by herself.
You just left
her? And then everyone joined.
I think it'd be so awkward at first.
Yeah, nobody wants to be the first one.
Yeah.
Well, once you get in, like, to the mood, the night gets later on, I'm sure it gets different.
It was really fun, though. I hope y'all's prom, like, it was like ours.
Well, hopefully ours is not at the school.
I hope y'all's prom has a better DJ.
Hopefully.
DJ Loki did suck a little bit.
Really?
I mean, he played a few good songs. but it wasn't the best.
I heard like the most hype song there was like was, Mo Bamba. Yeah. There's
no way that's when everyone play. Like got hype.
Hopefully, yeah. Juniors are allowed to go next year.
Yeah. Oh, this they problem, should be. This problem was like the first year to where like no one had been because there wasn't a problem last year.
Yeah.
Unless you went, like when you're like a sophomore. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, no one had been.
Hmm. Yeah. So they don't even know what to do in that situation.
And
yeah,
maybe that's why no one danced. If whenever you have prom, go to Nashville and go to the Southern, best food place I've ever had in my life. It was so good.
What do they have?
I mean, it was a bunch of random stuff. It was like chicken fried chicken. It was
chicken fried chicken.
No, but it was like on like.
I love chicken fried chicken.
But it was
no,
on
that's
like
an actual thing.
It was like what? Chicken.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, what?
Like chicken on what's that pasta? But it's white Alfredo. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alfredo. Like chicken was, Alfredo.
It was good. Yeah.
No, like the it's, like I've
but
heard
it was
of
just like a
fried
big
steak
fat piece of chicken. Weird. I remember Carson got
but
it.
How can you?
Yeah. Well,
fry
chicken fried
a chicken
steak
that's fried.
You fry steak in chicken. That makes no sense.
No, chicken fried steak.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Shout out to Zach for choosing that place, Zach Bone. It was really good.
I'm still confused right, how
we'll
you
remember
can,
that place.
I'm still confused how you can chicken fried chicken.
No, well, nah, yeah, chicken
heard
fried
it.
Chicken's a real thing.
Are
I've
you
heard
serious?
It before.
Yep.
I knew it. How?
I knew it.
Okay. So this says it's what's the difference between fried chicken and chicken fried chicken. Fried chicken is
well, we all know what fried chicken is.
Covers any chicken that is fried. But refers to bone-in chicken that is deep-fried. Chicken fried chicken is a variation of chicken fried steak. Chicken fried steak is a large thin boneless piece of meat that is breaded and fried. So I guess it's just chicken fried steak.
But yeah, just another name for it.
But it's chicken.
That's so
there's
weird.
No steak in it.
I was like, you shouldn't like
wait,
take,
no steak in
take
it?
Fried chicken.
Not in chicken fried chicken.
Yeah, well, then it would be country fried
be
steak.
Chicken fried steak.
So
chicken fried steak.
I love how we are literally just arguing about this now. All started with the food menu.
Well, speaking of food, did y'all see that guy? He was absolutely just going ham.
On some mayo?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was in the middle of a baseball game, and he's just sitting there with a huge jar of mayo and just absolutely just devouring.
That's the worst condiment.
Mayo?
Yes. I honestly don't understand.
Mayo is good
on
turkey sandwiches. That's about it.
Chicken sandwiches.
I can't.
Chicken.
Grilled chicken.
It's good on nothing sandwiches.
Do y'all do mayonnaise on like
nothing.
Bacon cheeseburgers?
Nothing.
Nope. Yes. Mayonnaise is yes. Disgusting. That's when it's overall. Good too.
So we have three people that think mayonnaise is disgusting.
We have three normal people, and then we have Jackson and Connor.
Mayonnaise isn't that bad.
No,
it's not.
It is that bad.
Mayo's
that
bad.
Connor, I'm not surprised you like mayonnaise.
Okay, Connor had like a weird obsession with mayo for like. The longest
yeah,
time.
I mean, I used to could drink it. Now it's not as bad, but I still like it.
That's disgusting. That is a little. Well, no, he would go to Subway. I like vividly remember this. He would go to Subway, and he'd ask for mayonnaise, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, can you like put a little more mayonnaise on that?" I'm like, "Dang, you want some ham with that mayonnaise sandwich?" Like it was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean it. I like it, so.
And by the end of it, he, like, at the end of the roll, like, you know how it's just, like, kind of, like, the end of what, a little bit of meat and, like, a lot of your dressing and stuff, because it all gets pushed to the back? It would be, like, a whole handful of mayonnaise and a little bit of bread.
My hands
like,
were covered would
be
in
like,
mayonnaise.
Mm, yum, my favorite part.
Yeah, lick my fingers after it.
That's disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting. There's no, I couldn't do that. Just eat mayonnaise plain. Disgusting. It's like Noah's food review.
Noah, my man.
Was a Miracle Whip.
Speaking of baseball, it's crazy that MJ lost for the first.
Speaking
of baseball.
I mean, we were talking about the baseball and then mayonnaise. But
nope, not really.
Because we were. That's how it started. But MJ lost. That's crazy.
Well, yeah, because they're bad at baseball.
To, who was it?
Station camp. To be fair, it was what, a Vandy commit?
Yeah, something like
that.
That
was also his first time pitching in like the whole.
He's season. Been throwing. Pins
I don't care
the whole
how
year.
I don't care how long you've like not been pitching. You're a Vandy commit. You're gonna go out there and shove,
right? How fast does he throw?
Fast,
like 95.
No,
I don't think he sits
harder than Burns.
That's probably his hardest season.
Okay, well, Burns
he probably sits like
no. Burns sits 93, 94. 90.
That's what he sits in the first inning. Burns sat 98, like innings 3 through 6 against us.
Against y'all, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I was behind a dude with the gun all the time.
He started, he's like the first two innings, he sat like 93.
Yeah.
And then he hit like 99, like three times.
No,
yeah, and all never three hit times 99 was against Bryce Nezik.
No, he never hit 99.
He did three times.
No, it was funny because he was like, he didn't look that fast at first, and then we scored that first run, and he was just like, chase bad, and then he just started absolutely just shoving. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, that was like this. To be honest, that was the scariest at bat I've ever had in my life.
I wasn't scared just because I didn't see it. Yeah, there's nothing to be scared of. I just stood in the box and the catcher caught it. I was like, oh, man.
If any of y'all have ever seen Rookie of the Year, and you know, like, the scene where the kid comes up to the plate and he's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Everyone in the stands is saying
that. Yeah, so that's what I felt like in my head.
That's got to be terrifying.
I'll have y'all know that not only did I put it in play, I pulled it, which means I was early on Chase Burns.
I'm saying I fouled one off, and that was the happiest I've ever been to strike out on three pitches.
It was
because I fouled one off.
Yeah, it was the most satisfying week 17 hopper to the third baseman I've ever had. I mean, it was incredible.
You should have beat it out.
I put it in a plate. I was basically just I was just running down the line, just singing my happy song.
Hands in the air.
Where do y'all think he's gonna go? Like first round?
I don't know.
I haven't looked at any, like, I don't really know how, like, those little.
Hopefully, he'll just play again and lose, and then he won't go pro, and he'll just go to Tennessee instead. That's our job.
Your job is to make Tennessee good?
Well, our job's to, to make Burns go to Tennessee, and then I think as compensation, they just offer all of us.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we beat him once.
Did y'all hear about Henry To'oTo'o going to Alabama?
Yeah, what a traitor. I like that dude, too.
You know, I personally liked the decision. I think it's a good fit for him. I think he's going to fit in, you know, very well in that Alabama winning culture. I think he's very tired of going to
Alabama. Jackson, tell me, how many members of your family are from Alabama again?
I actually do have a
great uncle
from there. He's not from there, but he lived there at a time.
You know, my great-great-great-uncle had a friend who went to Alabama.
Who actually had a cousin.
His cousin's daughter went there, so that's how...
I have been an OG fan of Alabama since I was born.
Since you were born, they won the Natty every single year.
That's just called good timing. That's just called good timing.
Bandwagon.
No, it's from my dad.
Your dad's the bandwagon.
How was my dad the bandwagon? He liked it when they were terrible.
They were terrible for 1 year.
They were terrible whenever they got like caught for cheating and like were banned from like the national championship for years.
Ha, cheating.
Yeah, you can't be talking, Mr. McDonald's bags.
Okay, that was proven to be false.
Yeah,
clearly, if we cheated, we would have been better.
Our best running back, Eric Gray.
We did.
And now you lost your best linebacker.
True. Well, he can't cover, so...
Wait, where did Eric Gray go?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
And then you lost your star quarterback, too.
No, I forgot.
Too.
I remembered.
Garantano.
Yeah.
That was our main loss. I don't know how we'll throw interceptions now.
I really don't know how the other team's going to score now because
yeah.
It was all for pick sixes.
Yeah. Harrison Bailey. It's going to be better than Mac Jones ever was.
Did y'all see...
Harrison Bailey was the... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to change topics here.
Okay, well, about Harrison Bailey. He was like our third guy in the orange and white game. He wasn't even number one.
We did get the two transfers. We had, Malik Hooker, is that his name? I think that's a basketball player, actually. His last name's Hooker, I think. He's the transfer. No, he's Virginia Tech.
Somewhere around there on the East Coast.
He'll be a good dual threat guy. And then we got another transfer from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, Jackson.
Well, I was going to say, did y'all see how DK Metcalf had that little race today? It was 100 meters. I'll have to look at how fast he actually went. But he was moving, and he finished ninth. Like, it was crazy. Did any of y'all see that?
I did not.
So, like, he's always been... Everybody's been talking about him, like, training to sprint in the Olympics. And see if I can find it here. I'm sure I can find it pretty fast. 100 meters.
100 meters is more than the length of a football field.
Yes, he ran it in 10.36 seconds and finished ninth out of 10 people, looks like. He finished dead last.
Wait, but what was that for?
Imagine running end zone.
Like, who are the other people?
End zone in 10
Like Olympic sprinters. Like he's trying to go to the Olympics. He was trying to go run in the Olympics, and he finished dead last.
So yes, these guys were way faster than an Arizona guy that picked off the ball.
Buda Baker?
That he chased down.
Was that Buda Baker?
Yeah.
That was a crazy video.
So, yeah, you think about how fast he is and how fast 10.36 seconds is, there's people that probably couldn't run 50 yards in 10.36 seconds.
At Devin Dawson.
At Connor Game.
And he went 100 meters. That's crazy. And still finished dead last.
That's
mind blowing. I think they said the top time was like, now he didn't lose by much. It's not like he lost by like four steps.
Yeah, I mean 0.05 seconds is like the difference between three places.
Let's see. I'm watching the race right now. Let's see what the first place got. Looks like it was 10.12.
And what did he get? 10.9.
He got 10.36.
Oh wow!
And he got dead last.
I mean
that's a blink. That's a blink.
It is.
I mean, that's crazy how quick and or how fast all those guys are, and how quickly it's determined.
Yeah.
So back on the topic of Braden here, you have you committed to a college yet, Braden? Are you
Yes,
you
I have. Crib.
You have committed.
I have. I'm going to Knoxville probably
for football, basketball, volleyball, baseball, hockey,
for rowing,
business actually,
wrestling,
business marketing.
Guy. Yeah.
You gonna own a business one day, Braden?
Probably not.
Gymshark.
Gymshark.
Are you going for business? I don't know. That was like everybody they do for that.
So. I always hear that business is always the easiest major to do.
That's why I took
that,
it. And
that's
you
what
can do a lot of jobs with business.
Yeah, that's why I took it. But I don't know.
Now that I'm thinking about it now, like I'm kind of sad because I low key want to stay home. Like, around.
Well, you can always come back and visit us and come to on the pod. Obviously.
I know, but like, I'm gonna be 3 hours away.
You should.
No,
it's
two. It's three.
No,
it's like 2 hours and 25 minutes.
Yeah,
I swear.
So round down.
But you, when you're going to Knoxville, you'll lose an hour. It's coming back, you'll gain one.
So you'll have to like completely like change your sleep schedule then.
Mm-hmm. No, an hour won't change nothing.
Gotta find a gym down there.
But I mean, think about it.
That's right, you will.
Big. Think about it. If you usually wake up at 6 a.m. for school, you got to wake up at 5 a.m.
But it's crazy.
I don't know. It'll change.
I swear, like, feels like it was like yesterday I was a freshman.
Uh-huh. Now you're about to be a freshman again?
Just flies by. High school has gone by really fast.
I mean, you got to think.
Our sophomore.
We're about a month away from being halfway done with high school.
Oh, I feel like we just finished like freshman.
Y'all don't graduate till like June. I graduate in like, I swear, like 15 days.
Huh. Yeah, because will you even go to school whenever you get done with the graduation?
Uh-uh. Like once I graduate, I don't have to come back to school.
When is
like,
graduation?
That's good.
The 22nd. And then I think.
We get out like June 5th or something.
Yeah. Stupid. And then I think like right after, like the day after, we're going to the beach for a senior trip.
In Panama City?
Yeah.
You excited about that?
Yes, I can't wait.
We all are gonna do just go party.
Who's going?
Well, my group is just me, Carson, John, and Eli. So I can't wait. I can't believe just because we missed a few weeks of school, y'all have to go extra.
I swear this is an evening.
And we can't
out
even
here.
Use our snow day.
I swear this is an evening out because we didn't go for like the first 2 weeks because Green Hill wasn't finished yet.
And it was COVID.
Yeah, COVID.
No, they blamed it on COVID, but it was because Green Hill wasn't finished yet.
It's going to be like the easiest week, though. Or like easiest.
Oh, well, we're not even going. We have baseball. We're not even going.
Yeah, so we'll be like doing like online school those last 2 weeks.
Why?
Honestly.
Because we'll be out of town.
Yeah.
We'll be in
Georgia, like having tournaments and stuff. Because everybody should be out of school by then.
Is
by June.
Travel?
Heck
yeah. Yeah, travel.
Okay. Well, everybody, I feel like, is getting out at different times this year. Like a lot of the private schools are like already in summer. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, well, yeah. They always start before us, I think.
They start before us, but
because we got pushed back, it's even later.
We still have like a month worth
of school. Yeah, we did get
pushed
back. I forgot about that.
It was like two extra weeks. So like it would be like 3 or 4 weeks.
No, I think it was just 1 week that we got pushed back.
Well, like plus the weeks they started before us because they always start before us.
Either way, we just need to just pull a real one and just
be
like, look,
we're
not going to
do anything.
Yeah, we're just going to watch movies.
We're already not doing anything. Like, I literally just go in every class, put in headphones and go to
sleep. Except Ms. Melder's class.
Well, once testing's over. Yeah, Miss Melders, you do a lot. But once testing's over, what else can they do?
Yeah, I mean, you'll just watch movies and stuff.
Yeah. You'll occasionally get that
worksheet.
You'll get that teacher who'll be like, "We're gonna teach you topics for next year," but like
algebra.
Yeah,
chemistry.
But it's not gonna like do you any good. Like, and honestly, if you're a teacher and you give a test after school testing is done, you automatically go to like the F tier of my teachers. Like, S being, like, those teachers that are real ones that are like, look, I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to let you have an easy day on a Friday or something like that. But the teachers that give you tests, like, afterwards are just, like, stupid. It's just not just bless you, Sean.
Bless you, Sean Redman.
There's those allergies. How do you feel, Denton, that you get to graduate next year?
I don't know. It's came by quick, I'd say, just like y'all having that corona year. I don't know if I'm excited or not. I guess I'm excited. I'm going to go to college and stuff.
What sucks is, like, realizing that I'm not going to see anybody that I usually know, like, that I see every day. Because everyone's going to different places.
That's what's going to be weird about it. The biggest weird thing about it will be, like, we'll all just be distributed. I mean, like, obviously, like, middle school and stuff, we're all kind of split up in elementary school. But you're all in the same town. Like,
yeah.
You can still go
and
hang out wherever
you want. Now
we're
all going to different towns.
Yeah, now you're all going to different towns,
I mean,
cities, places, states even.
Think about
yeah.
this. When you come home, it just makes it even more special.
It makes it even better. Yeah.
But you got to be home at the same time. Like, my senior
to
trip,
see each other.
I mean,
people
like,
are like,
summer, you should be.
Carson's going to LMU. Eli's going to Vol State. John's going to MTSU, and I'm going to Knoxville.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Ty's going to Chad.
Yeah.
One last ride.
Splitting up.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. Like, guaranteed another year's worth of episodes, 615 guys. But we're gonna have to do some maneuvering once
Denton
leaves us.
Do some phone calls.
Yeah, Denton will have to join us virtually, I guess. Go on Zoom.
Where are you going to college, Denton? You
know, I don't know.
Southeastern Fort Wayne University.
Yeah. State. Crib. Yeah.
The Crib University.
DCA.
Wait.
Yes, DCU. It's about as smart as chicken fried chicken.
Which apparently is real.
I just still can't believe that is real.
Okay. I'm with you.
Like, who even thinks about that? I'm going to name it Chicken Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Just name it something else.
Coming up in these next few weeks, pretty big. Another pretty big fight is happening. Last week we talked about the Jake Paul-Ben Askren fight. Now, that was a pretty good fight. I mean,
no,
the whole,
it wasn't.
The whole minute it lasted.
I waited all night for... Yeah. 30 seconds of enjoyment.
Yeah, it was not good. But another big fight that I think this one will be have more views and will be
yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Well, it's because Jake Paul
it's
actually
names.
Be fighting a real per like
no,
a real
no,
fight.
Jake
it's
Paul.
It's not Jake Paul. Logan Paul's
Logan,
fighting
sorry. Logan
yeah.
Paul and
Mayweather.
Money Mayweather.
Sorry. Yeah.
Be fighting June 6th.
Yep, that's and Mayweather's crazy. Gonna win.
Oh, I don't know. Dude, he made him look like a shrimp in that little press conference thing.
Yeah. Mayweather's small, but He's like 50-0 or whatever he is, and I think he's been punched hard 3 times in all of his fights.
Oh, yeah, Floyd's definitely.
Well, that's why Logan thinks he can win, because if he punches him hard, he won't know how to react.
Okay, well, he's fought 100 people, and 3 of them have been able to land a punch.
It means he's kind of untouchable.
Yeah, well, no, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Logan Paul thinks all he needs is one.
Yeah.
All he needs is one hit. He's gone.
Yeah.
Here's
however,
my,
that's what
that's not 100
other people
you know,
have
yeah,
thought.
Everybody
yeah.
else thought.
This is my theory about it, because I saw this on TikTok, and it actually kind of made some sense. I think this fight could possibly be fixed. And just hear me out. It's apparently an expedition match, which means it doesn't count on either one of their records. So let's say Mayweather loses. He still has a perfect record, technically.
Interesting.
Yeah, but
interesting.
Will people say that, though?
What?
Will people still call him undefeated, though?
No.
If he
no, nobody would call him. But in the official record books, whenever it goes down, written in the official boxing record books, it'll say that he is undefeated.
Well, they might have done that just because it's going to be under, like, Thriller or whatever it's called, Triller. Like,
yeah,
they want to do it under their... I know. They want to do it under their own media. So it's not going to be under, like, you know, like ESPN, you know, like official boxing. So
yeah.
That might be why it's just an exhibition. And yes, I agree. That was awful.
The whole preview show that Ben Askren Paul fight was terrible.
Yeah, it looked like it was recorded by like a high
I
school.
We were at Carson's house and we waited there for so long.
Yeah,
and
it starts
highlight
like 11:30.
Was the slap box?
Oh, that was hilarious.
That
was
oh
so
my god!
Funny.
Yes, hosted by Ric Flair.
And yeah, Pete Davidson in the
Pete,
background.
Yes, Pete Davidson was up all night.
The fun, I thought that one guy, I thought the guy with the green hair was going to win.
Yeah, I did too.
But,
he kept, like, jerking back, so I was like...
Yeah, but the other guy was nuts. Like, he would, like, the guy with the green hair would hit the other guy,
you knew the one guy was winning just based on
after the first lap. Thing. Yeah, you could be like, look, this guy. There's no way this guy makes it because like the guy with the green hair would slap him, and he would be like, it's whatever, let's go. That's light work, baby. That's light work. Yeah. And then he would slap the guy with green hair, and he would get shaken. He would shake a little bit.
He like moved the first one, like he like flinched and didn't take all of it.
The first three slaps.
Yeah.
But then the other guy was like, take it like a man, like all this other stuff. And at that point, I knew like this is he's gonna die, like he's not gonna make it out of this slap fight. Would you ever do a slap fight? Yeah. No. Would y'all ever do a slap fight?
Connor, I challenge you.
I would be flinching.
June 6th.
Just imagine though, like.
That hurt.
I got knocked out by a slap.
Slaps hurt. They're like an annoying pain.
I know.
Yeah, man, that'd be awful.
You get repeatedly slapped.
But like, I can understand people that like do like boxing or like MMA. But to say I'm a professional slapper, like, what type of like mindset do you have to have?
Yeah, you gotta be insane.
Like, I get slapped for a living?
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, you're fighting and you can dodge and stuff, and then you get a slap. Like, you're forced to take the slap.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes, it makes absolutely zero sense to
me. You know those are the type of people that do the Happy Gilmore scene where they go in the batting cage and they just get hit.
Yeah, just take it. That's bad. Yeah. You have to be
insane
to do that.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
Then are we going to be the preview show? Or Logan Paul and
we're the main event. Connor.
Yeah,
they're the preview.
Yeah.
They're the preview.
Me and
Jackson just
need to do it.
Y'all can be the DJs.
Yeah, you can be Ric Flair. I can be Pete Davidson. Or vice versa.
I'm definitely more funnier than you. So
more funnier.
More funnier.
Yeah, I'm. You just could break.
I can't even talk about that.
Brayden just made us laugh, so maybe he is
big comedy guy.
It's because I don't know proper grammar.
He's just in proper English.
He had to stop
himself.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that'd probably be right, too, but he stopped himself midway.
Of what?
Of your saying. All right, so to wrap up the episode, we're going to do one of everybody's favorite segments, overrated, underrated. If you don't know how it works, we're going to say a topic, and we're going to discuss if it's overrated, underrated, or you know, there's also the properly rated, but we tried to avoid that, so... Didn't you want to get us started with the first topic?
Yes, this is a special request from Mr. Jacob, our sports trainer, I guess.
Athletic trainer?
Athletic trainer.
Be the term.
He wanted us to do his fantastic Gatorade he makes. So, topic number one will be Jacob's Gatorade.
I feel like the purple is underrated, but then like the blue is overrated. I don't think the blue is that good. The purple is gas.
Bless you,
bless you, all day.
Oh, thank you, man.
I think it's all amazing, and it's properly rated.
I think it's properly rated.
I would
everyone
say...
Likes it. Everyone thinks it's really good.
Bless you, Sean.
Bless
like,
you.
Once again, my goodness.
On, there's another one coming. Just wait.
COVID?
I'm going to go with underrated. Bless you, Sean.
Yeah, but like whenever we have it, didn't everybody go crazy? And everybody's like, yes, Jacob's Gatorade. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, however. Bless you, Sean.
Oh, my gosh, Sean. I hate allergies. All right, continue.
Anyways, I feel like with the school, it's properly rated. Now, if you take, like, just your random person off the street and tell them to drink this Gatorade, it's going to be underlooked because I feel like it's very, very good Gatorade, a very good drink.
Got it.
All right, Brayden, do you
have
one?
Two topics.
Oh, I want to chime in on that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with the opposite of what Brayden said. I'm going to say the purple Gatorade's about properly rated, and all the other colors are underrated. Because basically when it's purple Gatorade, everyone goes crazy. And when it's not purple Gatorade, everyone's like, oh, you know, it's not purple today.
I don't know. I've heard everyone that loves the blue.
That weird teal color was the best one.
See, I didn't like that one.
They have the weirdest colors, but they are so amazing. Like, it's crazy.
I have two topics.
Okay.
All right. So my first topic is Sunset Valley.
The clothing
brand? By Kyle and Ryan.
We got to get them on the pod at some point.
I know.
I'm going to say underrated. I don't know how the material is, but I do like their designs.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm a big fan.
I love their hats.
I'm a big fan of the hats. I was about to say that.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah. I would say it's a very, very good brand. I haven't looked too far into it, but hopefully we can... get one of them on the pod and talk about it more. And then I could give you a better rating at that point, but just from the looks of things, I would say it's underrated.
I like their like designs and everything.
Yeah, good designs. Better come out
with like these like nice like cloth shorts. They're hard.
Maybe I'll cop a pair.
Ditton does like his shorts. All right. And what do y'all think?
I haven't really heard any ratings on it, so I'll probably just say.
But just from looks and design and stuff.
Like I'd say it's probably underrated. I don't know. I'm probably rated, maybe? I don't know.
I'm a big fan of their logo, so I'm going to go underrated. I think more people should buy it, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I need to get something. I haven't bought anything from them, so underrated.
All right. And what was your other topic there, Brad?
Of course, culture.
Culture apparel. Once again, I would say probably underrated. They came out with some new fire hats. I'm actually wearing one right now.
The hats are really nice.
I do like the hats.
See, I'm not a big fan of the hats. I don't really like
the hats. The hat's honestly the best thing he's made.
Yeah, I really like
them. Yeah, no. And the shorts. I do like the shorts.
Those are the cleanest shorts.
Yeah.
I want one so bad.
The shorts were very nice. I do like those. And I do like the crew necks. The crew necks are pretty nice.
But is his shirt still like that cotton kind of thing? See, I wish he would move to more of a softer.
Yeah, like a dry fit?
Yeah, kind of something like that. But I like his stuff, so I'm going to go underrated.
I do like that he's moved away from just shirts. Yeah. I was very surprised he went with shorts and like joggers. Yeah. I didn't think he'd ever do that.
If either one of those, Culture or Sunset, would like to start making some 615 Guys merch, you know,
we'd appreciate it.
We would greatly appreciate it. We need some merch.
We could shout you out every episode.
Absolutely. All right.
I'll take us over next.
All right. Okay.
Let's go overrated, underrated bacon.
Bacon by itself or bacon
what kind of bacon? Like, there's like soft bacon or there's that like crunchy.
Crispy. Yeah. Just like the bacon you would make for breakfast.
I'm going to say, there's a disclaimer here. Bacon is good.
Yes.
However, it is overrated.
I'd say it's overrated.
Because it's just hyped up to be like the best food like ever made. And it's good. I'm like, I'd eat a plate full of bacon right now. But like, it's not the best food on the planet. You know? Like, it's kind of hit or miss. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think it's overrated. Like, when it's too crispy, I can't eat it. But when it's like just right, it's amazing.
So, there's two types of bacon. There's a type you can cook on the on the stove, and then there's a type you can cook on the microwave. And that microwave bacon is underrated. I'll tell you that right now. That stuff is good.
It is pretty good. I did get some.
I will admit, the one on the stove is good too, but that one's probably rated, but the one in the microwave is underrated. So
this is my full opinion on it. I feel like it's properly rated because I would say throughout the world, I would say bacon's probably a top three, if not a top five breakfast food for everybody.
For sure.
And so with that being said, I feel like at that point, it's still a very good food. So I feel like it has to be properly rated at that point, just because everybody kind of has it in that same top three, top five level mark, I would assume. I mean, I don't know how many people don't like bacon, what their opinion on it is, but I would say 3/4 of people have a bacon top five in their breakfast category.
Mm-hmm. I've also got another topic, though, I'd like to do.
Okay.
Summer in general. Like summer bread.
Yeah.
Properly rated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say everyone loves it.
Yeah, I think it's just right because everyone loves summer.
And then it's awesome.
You can do whatever
I don't really
you
think
want.
Anyone underrates it because it's summer. Yeah. It's not overrated. School. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say probably. I'm going to agree with everybody.
I like how we're all on the same page here.
Because, I mean, like, I do wish it lasted a little longer.
Yeah.
Because
like
this,
our parents
this,
are like,
back in my day, I had summer break for 3 years. People
well,
came
it felt
back
like we
with
had summer
beards
break for,
and jobs and children. Well, it felt like this year we had summer break for 3 years.
We did.
Just because
it was awesome. Yeah. That'll never happen again in our lives.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking ever during quarantine. I'm like, dude, we are never, until we like graduate college, we are never going to have this much off of school in our lifetime.
I mean, it was just that much freedom because we were at the age to where even if you do have a job, they're off because of Corona. So, I mean, it was the most freedom we'll ever have in our lives.
Honestly, like, that was probably the best summer I've ever had.
Yeah.
Before everything shut down, then it just got boring because we did the same thing every day.
Yeah. That's what I learned.
But before
the
everything
great game
shut
of golf.
Down, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I had one topic down, but I'm actually going to change it after we've discussed something. Overrated, underrated, quarantine. Looking back at it, do you feel
underrated.
Like it was
underrated?
Underrated. It was awesome. Dude, that's the best time of our life.
So much fun.
I mean, I thought like at the time you were just like, dude, I just want to get out of the house. I'm so ready to do things.
We were sad because baseball got canceled.
Yeah. And we were going to win state.
Yeah,
for sure. We were going to be super good that year.
But yeah, I would say it's underrated.
Yeah, but I think I definitely overlooked it at the time.
I miss it.
Because I was like, dude, this sucks. We're just stuck in the house. There's nothing to do. But like looking back at it, it's just like
I wish I could do that wake now. Up
and all the memories you made during quarantine,
awesome,
dude. Fortnite.
That was awesome.
Really good.
The time of staying up whenever at 4 a.m. playing the game with your boys.
Everyone's sleep schedule.
Like, yeah, it was.
If you didn't experience that, parents included,
because they were working from home. I mean, everyone, your sleep schedule shifted like 3 hours. Like, if you usually went to sleep at, like, 11, you were going to sleep at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you usually go to sleep at 3, like
4 a.m. was definitely, like, the 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you would wake up at 2. Yeah.
You would check Snapchat at, like, 4:30, and everyone would be awake.
Yeah.
Everyone was still awake.
Yeah. All right. I also have another one. It's kind of going towards our guest here, Brayden. Bang energy drinks. Overrated, underrated.
I've had a couple, but I'd probably say they're underrated. They're actually pretty good. I've had a couple, but they're pretty good.
Okay. I'm going to say they're overrated, I guess. They taste good, but I don't really remember if I really, you know, felt the bang, but they're solid.
I think they're underrated.
I think they're pretty refreshing.
When I drink one.
Use code Brayden.
On Bang Energy Drinks.
I'd be amazed. When I drink one, I just turn into a whole another Brayden. Country accent starts coming out.
It's a new beast.
It's
the Hulk Brayden.
It's a new man. I love Bangs. Anyone ever going to get one, get the Star Blast. Best flavor out there. I think I get one like every day.
Huh. Is that healthy for you?
Probably not.
I had the cotton candy one. The cotton candy get one was
good. I've had that one.
Yeah, there's some that's like the flavors that suck, but they give me a lot of energy.
Connor, what do you think?
I've never actually tasted one.
Really?
Never. Yeah.
Are you like one of those kids that like their mom and dad will never let y'all drink one?
Well, no.
That's how my parents were at first. Like they're like, if you ever drink one, like you're kicked out of the house.
Well, I'm a Spark guy, so I have a healthier option for like a boost, I guess.
I took a drink of someone's one time.
I'm pretty sure it was mine.
And immediately wanted to spit it out.
Why?
It was disgusting.
It tastes okay.
I don't know. It's just too much. It's just way too much sugar for me.
I think it's pretty good.
Personally. It's just my personal opinion. All right, Connor?
Am I the last one?
I think so. Connor, you're the last one to go.
Clash of Clans.
Underrated.
Yeah, for sure.
Join Pizza Party.
No, join Cobra Kai.
No. I am on the Pizza Party
clan.
Yeah. So
everyone is.
You're not the loser
break.
Yeah, surprised we even let you on the bot since you're not on. You're not in Pizza Party.
You're in the rival clan.
But I mean, we did beat you, so.
Y'all cheated. It was proven.
How? Yeah, we're way better now.
Clash of Clans sent me an email afterwards, and they were like, oh, I'm sorry they cheated. JLK_photos8 just tagged me.
But he dropped some.
It's a picture of all us before the game.
If you're not playing Clash of Clans, you should definitely play. It is a fun game.
Yes, wildly underrated, I would say.
Yeah.
Very good game.
Okay, well, this was a good episode, I say.
I would say so. Brayden, thank you for finally finding time to come on the pod.
Appreciate
y'all
actually having me on now.
Sir, Brayden.
Everything I hoped for.
If you ever want to come back, whenever you...
go off to college?
Yeah, unless, unless you have new college stories, and if you're ever, like, you know, to... I know you'll be busy, you know, partying it up and stuff, so...
100%.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
We also have your senior trip. We'll have your senior trip stories
talk
by then.
Yes, sir.
So Brayden's going to, but next time y'all hear Brayden, he'll be a completely new man. Brayden's going to be like a caveman, you know, like full beard, you know.
Hopefully,
Jack. He'll have to like walk in the door sideways. This episode actually didn't have a sponsor. So
it's sponsored by Barstool.
If you want a sponsor, then
you know
hit us up.
If you know
email Sean.
If you know
that's his job.
If you know a business or have a business and you're interested in sponsoring an episode or a series of episodes, you just let us know. Our email is in our description on Spotify and Apple, so make sure y'all go check that out. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at 615guys. And, yeah, thank you for all the continued support, and make sure to keep the views going up. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. 615guys out.
See ya.